Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com. It's 7:41. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings. Glad to have you along today. Happy Friday to you. And on this day, we're welcoming into the studio Marnie Swedberg. She's a mentor to over 12,000 super busy leaders from 30 countries. She's got some wonderful, practical, doable success strategies to shorten your learning curve, increase your productivity, and skyrocket your delight in life, it says here. Marnie, I want all of that, and I want it right now. Welcome.
Hi. Well, great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for getting up early and joining us today. So, boy, you've done a lot in your business and in your career life. Tell us a little bit just about your background and how you got started in doing what you do, Marnie.
Well, I was a really poor learner in school. I really struggled, almost didn't graduate from high school. Really a lot of learning struggles. In fact, this morning I got lost on my way here. I'm totally directionally dysfunctional. So I'm totally lost this morning with the road construction, but we made it here on time.
Oh, my goodness.
And God's done that for me through my whole life, you know, just trusting him. I was looking for the sun this morning, you know, because I was like, okay, I have to figure out which direction I'm going. Where's the sun? And it's such a good illustration when we just look for the sun. Mm-hmm. Just look for the Son of God. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're incapable of doing, keep looking for the sun. And he peeked it out from under the cloud just in time so I could get here on time.
North, south, east, and west.
I have to do that consciously. Mm-hmm. You know, some people have that subconsciously, but for me, it's conscious. So after that, then I knew that I wasn't like a traditional learner, didn't go on to college, started directly into business. And that's kind of what I've been doing ever since. So now we own a restaurant and a retail store, as well as I have this online ministry and working with a lot of women. Worldwide. I host womenspeakers.com, which is the largest online directory of Christian women speakers in the world. Mm. And then also from that, what happened was people would say, oh, I'd like to have a speaker, and I see a speaker I want, but I don't know how to do that. And so I've been answering the question, how do I do that, since 2001, or actually since 1996 when my first book came out.
Wow. So you're fairly busy.
Yeah.
And all of this has come out of the fact that you've kind of thrived and survived fires, floods, tornadoes. You've kind of had some interesting things all across your path. Kind of give us a quick flyover on some of those things that shaped who you are today.
You know what I've learned, Paulette, is that almost everybody that has a public platform, working with so many Christian women speakers, it's amazing that almost everybody who has a public platform has quite a history. And when we look in the scripture, we look at people like Joseph, who was stuck in prison for like 10 years is what they think, maybe. And I always see to God, that was a, you know, poor use of good quality material.
Yeah.
But, you know, he knew what was happening to Joseph during those 10 years is that he was refining his character, because in 1 hour, Joseph went from hopeless in a prison to the second in command in the world. And he was able to handle that level of responsibility because of where he had come from, because of the difficulties in his life. Wow, who would want to be Joseph? You know, before that day, none of us would ever want to be Joseph. That would have been so helpless, so hopeless, and yet he remained true to God. And so what I find is that with the difficulties in my life, you know, there have been a lot, really a lot. We've been through fires and floods, burglary, tornado, cancer in the family, sudden death in the family, head injury in the family, hospitalizations, surgeries, broken bones, of course, a lot of things that a lot of people go through. But when they come in, like in a short period of time, you know, it's like pretty overwhelming. But what happens is that you have two choices during the traumas of life. You can either get better or you can get bitter, and you can press into God or you can become angry at God. And what happens with so many speakers that I work with is that they chose to trust God through it. And even though that's maybe ugly as you go through it, coming out the other side, you are a completely different person than you would have been if you hadn't gone through that. And that's kind of the platform then that God stands you on, this platform of humility, that I know I couldn't do it. If it weren't for God, I wouldn't even be here. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even speak to you if it weren't for God. But because of God, not only am I here, But wow, I can point your thoughts and your directions toward God. And that's just what I want to do every single day. That's, I think, what we're supposed to all do every single day.
Yeah, that's the power of testimony you're talking about, really,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Really.
And then
yeah.
your experiences are used to minister to others wherever they're at. They might be going through something
exactly.
similar, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Marnie Swedberg, our guest in studio here at Faith Radio Mornings. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 877-933-2484. We'll also be talking about an event in the Twin Cities that Marnie will be appearing at. We'll do that in just a moment here as we continue. Taking your calls, 877-933-2484 is the number to call. 877-933-2484. More with Marnie Swedberg in studio in just a moment. Faith Radio Mornings continuing now. I'm Ted Ross with PK. Joining us in studio is Marnie Swedberg. She's an author, an event planner, a trainer, and a speaker, and is in studio here in town. We'll be talking about an event she'll be appearing at in just a moment. But you said you wanted to play a little game, Marnie, today. Is that right?
Oh, I do. We were going to talk about events
yes.
and how to kind of spark up, whether it's a family reunion or a Christmas event or even a huge retreat or a conference or whatever. What you want to do is you want to have something when people are first arriving that's a good mixer, and you want to make it fun and unique and not the same old, same old, same old.
Right.
So
right.
One of the things that we've done that's really fun is you just get a wad of $1 bills, and maybe you have 20 of them, maybe you have 50, for however big your group is. You put somebody into a funny, like old-time suit. And then you play, let's make a deal. And so he got this person walking around as people are coming in, and it's like they got this wad and it looks really big, you know, but it's all $1 bills. So it's not too much investment, but you're just like walking up to people. It's like, okay, PK, do you have a pen? If you can give me a pen, I'm going to give you this dollar bill. And if you can give me a paperclip, do you have a paperclip in the
sure,
bottom here? You
know,
I'm going to give you a buck here.
Yeah, I'm handing her my pen.
What's really fun is that even if you haven't, like you could do a whole event based on a game show like that. And there's even online, you can just buy a CD that has all the game show theme songs. And
so
you can
have
that playing, and everybody can come in costume. How fun is that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or you can just pop it, surprise it when people walk in the door and just have this going on. And it just, all of a sudden, the energy level just goes from, you know, hanging up your coat or whatever to oh, wow, this is something different. This is fun. This is going to be great. So one
That'd
of the things
awesome.
You can do with an event is just to make it different right from the point that they walk in the door.
I can picture like a youth group getting together for some event, you know, and they're all kind of dragging in. Maybe they're just
right.
like, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Normal.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it gets this thing for everything for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
They'd be all over that.
Well,
they'd
right.
be standing in line. Oh, I'm sure I have the next thing. Ask me.
Yeah, I know. Ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes
That's
it a lot
great.
Of fun. Yeah.
That's great. Well, and
That's
there's
really
so
neat.
Many strategies like that that you have that help us to plan events, because I think it's daunting when you get family together. Like for the holidays, you know, we're a little early here, but we were talking about that a little bit ago. It's coming. As soon as we hit fall, you know, your mind starts thinking yeah. Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's sometimes not easy bringing all the family together. Sometimes there's
right.
tensions, there's age differences, and you want everybody to feel welcome. Do you have any other helpful hints for that on how to, maybe they're not the game playing type, but you want everybody to enjoy themselves and have
yeah.
a nice time.
Well, I think the two things are the oxymorons. And this is almost always how it is in life. You know, you've got the one thing way over here and the other thing way on the opposite end, and you got to do them both well.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it fails. And so what you've got is you've got the expectations on one side and you've got the reasonableness on the other side. So on the one side, the expectation side, you want to meet or exceed their expectations. And the best analogy I have for that is one Thanksgiving, my sister-in-law made Thanksgiving dinner for, it was almost 30 of us, and she hosted us in her home. Fantastic, big spread, you know, the whole feast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Except that right before the meal went on, I said, should I make gravy? And she said, I'm not doing gravy this year. And I said, oh, okay. You know, so we get going. Well, this many people, they're in different rooms, you know. So what happens is somebody at one table says, pass the gravy. And it's like, it's not in here. Where's the gravy? Can you guys pass the gravy from the other room? And pretty soon it's like, what kind of dinner is Thanksgiving without gravy? And it became this big deal that there was no gravy. And it, you know,
it was the one thing.
And for event planners, I've seen event planners plan awesome events, but because they missed the expectation of the guest, they got poor reviews. That's tragic when you can just step back a second, say, what are people expecting? Mm-hmm. Now, either I'm going to give them what they're expecting or, and this is the oxymoron side, I'm going to do what's reasonable. So if you're going to do what's reasonable, maybe you've always provided the whole Christmas dinner for everybody. And this year you're like, I can't do that anymore. Or simply, I don't think I should do that anymore.
I can't afford that anymore.
I don't feel comfortable doing that anymore for whatever reason. Maybe your health isn't as good this year for whatever reason. But instead of waiting until the week of Christmas and saying, okay, everybody, we're not doing Christmas the same as usual, you would say right now, you would make a Facebook event with Christmas dinner. That's a Facebook event. And you're going to say, let's do this a little different this year. Let's try some different tastes. I've been cooking for years. I want everybody to bring their own favorite. And you can sign up if you want to bring the cake or the pie, or if you want to bring the potatoes, or if you want to bring the dinner rolls. You just sign up. And this is how much we need. Just make the menu out there. You're still organizing it. You're still doing a lot of the work. You're hosting it still. But you don't have to make all the food also. And yet their expectations will be met. Why? Not because you're doing it the same way, but because you gave them time to have new expectations.
Yeah.
So whether you're planning a small family event or a huge event, expectations and what's reasonable, those things have to marry in order for it to be successful.
What a great tip. I love that. Marnie Swedberg is our guest in studio here at Faith Radio Mornings. In fact, you're doing an event today in the Twin Cities area we want to mention as well. It's the Event Planner Boot Camp, where more nuggets like you just learned will be shared. That's a training that's valued at $79 a person, but today it's free. Is that right?
It's free.
Wow.
You know, I'm in town for Christian Women in Media. Had a meeting last night, and I'm in town for that. And I thought, you know, while I'm here, because this is a drive for me. This is like 7.5 hours each way to get down here. And I thought, you know, while I'm here, let's get some people together and have some fun. So today, starting at 10 o'clock at Brookdale Library, and there's still time if you want to come. You are welcome. We're going to have a blast. It's an all-day event. We're going to learn the four top icebreakers for 2013, and things change in event planning. You know, what worked a couple years ago is kind of boring now. So you want to get in on this trend, this connection trend. People want to connect. They want to get everybody's Facebook page, you know, names, and, you know, they want to do all this stuff, and you can make this happen for them. They will love you for it.
So if you're in the Twin Cities area, they register online at your website?
They can over at marnie.com, and that's marnie.com. And also, there's just a ton of good stuff at that website. That's just loaded. It's mentorship training in the 12 life zones. So that's a lot of material. It's faith, family, food, writing, speaking, event planning, media, connections, women's ministries, and websites. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, there's great videos there, and you've got a blog that you have guests come in, and you have different topics there too.
Yep.
Quite the diverse topics. So it's a great website, Marnie.com.
Yeah, Marnie.com. And that's just for everybody who is a leader. If you view yourself as a leader, if you are like a leader of a women's ministry or any kind of a position where you're planning events or anything like that, it's good for you.
Great opportunities. It's awesome.
And then you have a success strategies event too. And when we talk about success, everybody wants to succeed, but yet then it's like, well, I'm a Christian, so is it a Christian thing to say that I can succeed? You know, am I supposed to be humble and I can't say that? What would be a biblical way of talking about success?
Well, success, obviously God wants you to be a success, and my definition of success isn't the dictionary definition. Mine is the Bible definition, which is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I always say you can be a success by the time you go to bed tonight if you adopt that strategy as your success definition. And then for goal setting, it's like throw the baby out with the bathwater, because a lot of the goal training that you get is all this pie in the sky, you know, say that you want this yacht or, you know, whatever. And it's like, you don't even care about
it. It's like the reasonable part that you were talking about earlier.
Got to marry those. But, you know, in the scripture, it says, without a vision, the people perish. That's simply a goal. That is a God-given goal. A vision is a God-given goal. And you need those. We have to have those. And then what the success strategies training is, and what I do online, is I coach success principles coaches. I teach the coaches how to coach other people. So what we're doing is just this mini boot camp tomorrow at Southdale from 2 to 4 p.m. Anybody's welcome to that. Again, that event is free. It, you know, it usually costs a lot. Like online, if you take the coach training with me, it's like $1,000. This event tomorrow for 2 hours is free. So this is a wonderful time for you to get introduced to biblical goal setting, biblical success principles. But what we're going to do there is we're going to talk about why it's so important that we understand that the conscious mind is processing about 40 stimuli per second, the subconscious mind 20 million. So sometimes we set this goal and we're like consciously, we're all on board for this goal and we make it for a couple days, a couple weeks, whatever. And then life happens and all of a sudden we're back to status quo. Why is that? It's because our subconscious mind is driving us towards status quo. So we're going to talk a lot about that, how to get past that, how to achieve your goals.
Great. And you're doing it for free. That's a really generous on your part. And again,
I'm excited to meet everybody. So come on out.
Come on out, meet Marnie and get some more tips and get equipped for event planning, goal setting, all these things. We'll have links up at faithradionet.com for Marnie's website. Go there, faithradionet.com. Click on Faith Radio Mornings and you can register and get out there today.
Sounds good.
Thanks for taking time with us early this morning, Marnie.
Thank you, guys.